Today is Friday, May the 27th, 2016, and I'm Adam. Hello, everybody. I'm back again. I am pooped. I've been doing a video podcast. I've been doing this audio podcast. I've been doing Dubious Intent. I've been doing Sex Factor Recap. All of these things. And that's a lot of content that I've been putting. I think you guys are probably, anybody who's like watching my full repertoire of work, you're probably like, oh my God, another Adam, another thing by Adam. What the hell? I know so much about Adam. I don't want to know anything else about Adam. This is way too much Adam in my life. I don't know if you can ever get way too much Adam in your life, but if you can, you probably have reached that already. So, and I never can remember what I talk about from week to week, because I know that last week I said, okay, guys, I'm going to put out two Geeky Gay episodes because I know you guys are starved for information about my wonderful life. And then I went to St. Louis and I put out a video while driving. And I was like, I don't know, I was ranting about some guy that was in a muscle car, in a Mustang, and he kept revving his engine, like driving up beside me and then revving his engine. It's ridiculous. If you should go over to youtube.com/geekygaytv. I always forget. Let me see. Let me go over there. youtube.com/geekygaytv. Yes, that's right. You should go over to youtube.com/geekygaytv. And the most recent episode over there, the most recent video is called Hetero Macho Men Driving Mustangs. I still need to get the hang of titling, of how to title a video, because I don't think that I'm doing a very good job titling these videos. And it's funny, when I first went back to doing it, we were in Orlando, and because I was titling like Day 1 in Orlando or Day 2 in Orlando, Universal Studios Orlando Trip, I got, you know, a couple of hundred, 300 or 400 views on those so far. And then as I've done more and more and more with less exciting sounding titles, I've gotten, you know, less and less and less views. So it's going the wrong direction. You guys need to all go over there and subscribe. I know I have more subscribers on the audio than I have on the video. I know I do. So you should all go over there and subscribe and watch my wonderful videos. They're going to get better and better and better, I promise. Anyway, so I just wanted to touch base today and give a little update. So we have been looking for a house. And I know I mentioned this on one of my previous shows last week. And I said, oh, you know, it was a little bit too early to start looking. And we were in this weird limbo period. So we started talking to this realtor and she was like, well, you know, you really need to go ahead and start looking because this is a really light time of the year. And as far as things becoming available, and when they do, they go really quickly because everyone's moving around this time. Children are getting out of school and, you know, parents are moving and all of this stuff is happening. So you should really go ahead and start looking. So we started looking and Mark was looking around and he found this house and it was in the perfect location. It was a better neighborhood than we live in now, like a more ritzy neighborhood than we live in now. And really nice house, about the same size as the one. I really wanted to do a little bit bigger than what we have now, but it was about the same size. And so I thought, well, you know, that's okay. Almost brand new, maybe just a couple of years old, and nice landscaping, fenced in backyard. One of the killer features of this house was the covered back patio. There was a concrete patio that was covered with, like, not a pergola, not like a awning, but it was actually the roof of the house came out and covered this. We could have put a nice table out there and chairs and everything. And it had a sunken tub with jets and a separate shower in the master bathroom with double sinks. The only thing, and the floor plan, the living room was open to the kitchen. There was a nice little bar area between the living room and the kitchen that you could, with a granite top with nice, you know, lights hanging down, those pendant lights that are really nice hanging down. And almost everything was perfect. Three bedrooms, a place for the studio, you know, all that stuff. All we needed, we would have had to buy a refrigerator. That was it. So, but Mark contacted the guy, the realtor, and he said, and Mark told him, well, we're not looking to move in until June 15th. Well, we found out that is a mistake. They want to rent these houses immediately. And at that point, that was like a month away from when we wanted to look at it. So the realtor told him, well, I have some interest in it. And since you guys are, not interested in moving in right now. I need to, you know, show it to these other people and you guys can just drive by. How rude. First of all, you guys can just drive by. He can't even be bothered to show us the house. Like, he couldn't even be bothered to show us the house because we did not need to move in until June 15th. Well, we just happened to be out on that Saturday and we decided we're just going to drive by and look in the back windows. Well, it looked really great from the back windows. So the next day we were out looking at another house with our new realtor, our best friend now. And we said, hey, can you get us in to this other house? Well, by the time we looked at it, we loved it. We loved the inside. The only thing is I didn't love the size of the living room. The living room was smaller than the living room we have now, and I didn't think all of our furniture was going to fit in there. So I wasn't sure. So I was like, we'll think about it. And then we went a few more days and we really kept thinking about this house. We kept thinking about it. And so I thought, okay, I'll have my mom go with me and she will, you know, she can let it kind of help us decide whether or not we want to actually put in an offer or, you know, fill out an application for this one. So my mom went with me one afternoon and I took a measuring tape and I measured everything. And, you know, I was just determining, you know, what would fit and what wouldn't. And we were talking about it. And so we decided, you know what, we're going to go ahead and we're going to put in an application on this one. They had already gotten an application from another renter, but they had said, oh, these people have bad credit. So, you know, we feel this is the realtor talking. We feel confident that if you guys put in yours, because you'll have better credit, and the owners will like that, you know, we feel like you will get this. So go ahead and put in your, so we got our hopes up. I convinced myself that there was no problem with the size of the living room, that I was going to be able to work around that. No big deal, Adam. You know, we spent a couple of hours filling out these detailed applications, getting them scanned. We filled them out on the computer, but it was PDF. It took us forever to find an application that we could actually edit the PDF. I don't know. Adobe, hello. Anyway, so we did all that. We submitted it, didn't hear anything back that night. And the next morning we hear back from our realtor and she says, oh, I'm sorry to tell you, Adam, the owners of the house decided to go ahead and go with the first people who put in the application. They didn't even run your credit because the first people offered to do a double down payment. And they felt that their credit was good enough with the double down payment that it would be fine. So we were heartbroken because it was so close to our current house, but the neighborhood was twice as nice, perfect location, everything was perfect, but we had waited too long. I mean, we literally waited like 2 days and that's it. And it was gone. Application filled out, people already around, you know. So it's a real problem because we don't need to move for another 25 days. Even as of today, we have about 20, 22, 23 days before we need to move out of this house. But everything that lists is going like in a matter of a day or two. I mean, just quickly going. And now nothing within our price range is in the kind of the circle of the area of the location that we're looking at. All of the things that we're looking at are either way more expensive than our budget, way far away, have no appliances, which means we'll have to buy everything, refrigerator, washer, dryer, everything. Or, you know, I mean, it's just a mixture of those things. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to be living on the street because, well, I'm picky. I will admit it. I'm picky about the house. I don't want some old, nasty house. I want something newer. I'd really like granite countertops. I would love to have hardwood floors. And I don't know if I'm going to get all that. But then Mark, it has to be within the parking lot of JB, you know, oops, out. It has to be within the parking lot of where I work. Almost slipped there and told where he worked. I don't know if he wants me to do that or not. And I know you people that have listened to Dubious Intent, you're like, Adam, you're giving us the same information that you've already given us. But I have so many shows now, guys, that like it's hard. I don't have that. My life is not that exciting that I have so many things going on that I have a different thing for each of the shows. So if you do listen to both, you just get a little bit more detailed look into my life than others who don't. And if you don't listen to Dubious Intent, then this gives you, you know, you get your dose of Adam's life. So I don't know where we're going to move. You guys can keep us in your thoughts. If you see any listings that look good in my area, please let me know. My mom is now looking for me. I think everybody is looking for me. So we had this work. I don't know if any of you who work in corporate America, if you do these things called team builder activities, but we had a quote unquote team builder yesterday. So the first thing we did, everyone, we have so many vegetarians, vegans, meat eaters, non-meat eaters, fish eaters, egg eaters, you know, whatever you can imagine. We have all these different types of dietary requirements on our team. So we decided we're always trying to find restaurants that everybody can go to. And it's always really difficult. We were going to eat lunch and then we were going to go play mini golf. And we decided on Golden Corral because, and I don't know, some of you may not know what Golden Corral is, but it's a buffet. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. They have, you know, the salad station and the prime rib station and the country cooking station and the Italian station and the little mini burger station and all these different stations. They have a dessert station with the chocolate fountain and, you know, everything has a nose guard or a sneeze guard over it so you don't sneeze on the food. And there are tongs, you know, that you pick up. They have the best rolls, though. If you like a good yeast roll, any of these buffet places, they have the best rolls imaginable. So we decided to go there. We all get there and we had a room reserved for us. So, we're all going through the line. We're going in. And I noticed something. Lunchtime in the middle of the week at a buffet is like they let all the nursing home out, all the nursing homes out, or they bust them in. It's like all these like 80-year-old people at these freaking buffets. And I was wondering, my parents love this buffet. My parents, anytime they don't know what they're going to eat, they go to this Golden Corral and they get the pay by the pound thing. So they don't eat a lot of food. So this works out. If I had to pay by the pound, I mean, mine would be so expensive because I would be like, oh, I want five rolls and I want, you know, I want the most mashed potatoes, you know, a big pile. Those are so heavy, mashed potatoes. But so, you know, they usually just get like a chicken breast and a little cornbread muffin and a little, you know, salad or something. So it's really cheap for them. But it would be really expensive for me if I did that. But they love it. So, I mean, I'm looking around and it's all these ancient people, so old. And I don't know. You guys should tell me, what is it about old people and buffets or cafeterias? Is it the selection? They want to have as much selection as possible, but they want to be able to look at the food and smell it before they get it? Or, I mean, what is it about these buffets? Anyway, so we went to the buffet. And the food was okay. I mean, it was fine. It's a buffet. You know, you're going to have some dry meat because they're cooking like big pans of meat for 500 people. And, you know, nothing is going to be perfect because they're cooking in such quantities. So we go there and then we're going to play miniature golf. And I like miniature golf. So I was good with that. I think I was one of the ones that suggested it. So we split up into two teams. There's 18 holes on one side and 18 holes on the other side. And me being competitive, you know, we're playing against each other and I want us to get finished. So I was like, okay, what we're going to do, everyone needs to keep their own score. But as you finish one hole, usually a group will stay, they'll all stay there at that one hole until everybody was finished. I was like, no. We need to be able to finish these 36 holes. So I want you all, when you finish, just go right on to the next hole and start playing the next hole. And then I want everyone to keep track of their own score. And then at the end, we'll turn in our score. Well, we had about 18 people from my team at this mini golf. And we're going along. And then I got to thinking about it and I thought, oh, this isn't much of a team builder because my side, we're not even talking to each other. We're all like quickly running through these various holes. And, you know, a couple of us might be together here or there, but the other side, they decided we're going to all take a turn and we're all going to, you know, putt once and we're going to wait and then we're all going to do it again. And then, you know, we're going to take turns that way until we get it in a hole. And they were going so slow because they had like, you know, eight people over there and they were all waiting on each other. But they were probably the definition of a freaking team builder. They're all laughing and heckling each other and hitting it into the water by accident and then giving each other nicknames, water wings or something. I don't know. They're all like team building. And here I am. Oh, we've got to get done. So it was a lot of fun. We thought it was going to rain. So I was even trying to go even that much faster. It didn't end up raining. It was very sunny and hot. And one of the guys on my team actually thinks he got, I don't know. He is such a baby. Let me just tell you about it. This guy is such a baby. And he's overweight. He's an overweight guy. I don't have anything. I understand it is a struggle It is a struggle if you're overweight, but he's a little bit of a hypochondriac, I think. And maybe because he's overweight, he has more health problems. I'm not sure. But he was by the 18th hole, and this is just mini golf. He's like so tired and sweaty and all this kind of stuff. So he decided he wasn't going to join us. He's a really nice guy, but I mean, I think he's a bit of a hype. So today he comes into work and he says, "Oh, I was in and out of consciousness from the time I left until like 8 p.m. last night. I was having the chills and I was and all we did was play mini golf. I mean, it's not like we ran a marathon or did anything like that. We literally, I sound like I'm a horrible person, but I feel like he's a little bit of a drama queen. He looked fine to me and he looked fine today when he came into work. So maybe he did have a heat stroke. I don't know. But so it was a lot of fun. We golfed but the other team, by the time we had finished 36 holes, they were just finishing up on the 18th hole. So it ended up that they didn't even do the other 18. And so we didn't even track the scores because apparently there were so many people who were bad at golf or bad at mini golf that they were just not even trying and not keeping score and what. And I'm competitive. So now I want to know, like, who did I beat? But they weren't keeping score. And so I'll never know. I will never know who I beat at mini golf. All right. Well, we decided we are not going to be going out of town this weekend because we are going to be looking at houses and we're going to save money for all these appliances we're going to have to buy. It's going to be ridiculous. And we couldn't find anyone to keep Sydney, our dog, for anyone who doesn't know. So it ended up that we're going to be just going around looking at really expensive, faraway houses, apparently. Well, all right. If you guys want to contact me, you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. Let me know what I should do in my house hunting. And if you want to listen to me on another podcast, you can listen over at dubiousintent.com or go over to my sexy show, sexfactorrecap.com, to hear me recap a sexual porn star reality competition. And until now, podcast awards. You are supposed to be supporting someone. I'm going to look. Podcastawards.com. Our own Cocktails and Cream Puffs from Pride 48 has been nominated for Best GLBT Podcast. You can go over there and vote for them. Again, podcastawards.com. And I will see you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.